WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future. That song you're hearing is called Break Me Down by singer Yukimi. She just came out with her first solo album titled For You after decades of performing with the Grammy-nominated band Little Dragon. This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and I'm so excited to share this project with you because it took me on a journey that had me wiping my tears after the final song. Yukimi's on the road right now and made a stop at WBEZ during her leg in Chicago. We started by asking her what prompted her solo project after years of making music with Little Dragon. Here's what she said.
Well, I guess I never really anticipated that I would be making a solo album, but something was in the air, and I think all of us in the band unanimously had this feeling like we want to express ourselves and not compromise whatsoever and just sort of get our own individual voices heard. Because the Little Dragon song is very much a collaboration mm-hmm. between the four of us. And that's the beauty of what that is. But I guess, yeah, we just had the need to be, you know, selfish in our expression.
Yeah. I mean, collaboration, do you miss out on some of that when you're out on your own?
I mean, in different ways, I'm collaborating all the time. So I'm still, you know, Eric in the band produced this album. And I also collaborated with Leon Lajavas, who was a big part of this album and co-wrote a few songs mm-hmm. and also is featured on Stream of Consciousness.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a lot of collaboration going on.
Yeah, I still see Little Dragon listed throughout the tracks.
Yeah, man.
So I'm like, they're still in there.
Yeah.
So the transition then, was it an exciting one for you to finally do this?
Very exciting. Very exciting. Very fun. You know, I felt light and full of joy through the whole process. Definitely scared at moments as well, but like...
Scared of what?
Well, for example, like after 20 years of being on stage with the same people, you can literally read each other's minds and you understand what that little nod means. You know, you kind of read each other in a certain way. So that was terrifying, but also exciting. I had butterflies, you know, before going on stage, which I haven't had for a long time. So yeah, no, it's been good. Played like a lot of really small little clubs, like 100 people, and just got reminded of sort of that really love that I had in the early days.
I love that. Let's hear some more music. This is Stream of Consciousness. So when you look at your whole body of work on that project, what's the story that you think you're telling listeners on For You?
Oh, well, I'm definitely telling a very personal story, sort of expressing thoughts that I have these days, and also sort of reflecting what's right in front of me in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I guess, you know, I just wanted to be personal, and I feel like, you know, we're not that different from each other. I wanted to just feel also like I wanted to share my music, you know, mm-hmm. in a way where I felt just so grateful to be here and to be able to still be sharing my creativity with people and to encourage people. And that's why I wanted to call the album For You too, to be like, yeah. Hey, you know, we all have this beautiful quality of being creative, and let's just connect with each other and share what we're doing.
Yeah, that's reminiscent of one of the lines that you have in this particular song where you say, I feel it's time to set my story free, you know? And when you are going through that journey in the early part of the process, you decide, okay, I'm going to do this solo thing. I'm going to start writing some things. Do you explore themes that you want to touch on, right? Because you say you want to talk about some of the past and what you're dealing with now. How do you group that together?
Well, I think sometimes it's just like something that just needs to be done for the soul. Like I have one song for my firstborn, Jackson, and his father passed like 2.5 years ago now.
So sorry.
And that was a song I just had to write. You know, I had to write it for myself. And, you know, I just had to, that it was part of my healing process. So I think sometimes it's just something that you need to do. And other times it's more of an exploration of like, you know, where can I take this and where do I want to take it? But most of the time, I'm not thinking too much when I write music. I'm just trying to follow my gut feeling. You were born electric boy.
Because you went there, I want to go there too and talk a bit more about the Jackson song.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Lyrics. You start out, you know, you were born electric boy with a will of steel and a heart of gold. Oh, I watch you grow. And you touch on the passing of his father and mm-hmm. what that must be like for him to deal with that kind of loss. Mm. I mean, are you tapping into a special place to be able to write such deeply personal lyrics and such painful lyrics?
I mean, I think in the past I've wanted to be more ambiguous, like, you know, just like sort of hide things, you know, maybe when I'm writing about things that feel painful. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm just sort of at that stage now in my life where I'm like, you know, it's not we all deal with loss in different ways in our own story. And it's very relatable.
And it's even more difficult for a child.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Which we can only imagine.
Yeah. And I really wanted to write that song for Jackson. And I couldn't think of any other feature that I'd want to have on this song than Paz from De La Soul. As
yes.
he knew his father, also it became an even more personal thing.
Oh, they knew each other.
Yes.
Interesting.
So he just wrote like the most beautiful verse. And to me, it's like just a testament of all these years that he has been writing music. You can't write a verse like that out of nowhere. That
yeah.
takes a poet. That takes, you know, someone who's been doing it. And
well, your voices together blend beautifully on the track.
I'm so proud of that song.
It's so good. But it was difficult to write, it sounds like. But it was a beautiful expression in the end, the final version.
It just needed to happen. Yeah, it needed to happen. It was part of my healing.
Yeah. You've been much more vulnerable with this project. Tell me how you got there.
Well, I think just growing older, reflecting on, you know, parts of my life. And just also feeling like, this is what I want to share right now, and feeling like I'm in a place where I feel like I'm you know, ready to do that and bring people into that space. Whereas before, I think I've been much more like just keeping things to myself. It's been important to kind of keep myself in check. But now I'm like, hey, you know, I can't really predict what's going to happen. I'm just happy to be alive and to be here and to share.
Would you say there are sides of you that fans and listeners are getting on this album that they haven't seen yet?
I mean, I feel that way, but then everyone has their interpretation of the music.
True.
And, you know, for someone, it's like their own personal, it's, you know, you relate to music with your own personal story.
We talked about just that journey from being in a band to going solo. Was there a sense of confidence that was instilled in you with this leap, and in that you can take your work in any direction you want because you kind of have the control?
100%, 100%. I've never like felt doubt in my music because very early in my life, I just kind of knew what I wanted to do. So however that expresses itself, whether that's, you know, me in a garden writing songs or on stage, you know, in front of a crowd,
yeah.
I know what I'm here to do. And like, I just want to share it because, you know, it's just such a beautiful thing to share your creativity and we can all do it. I just want to encourage people, like, let's just connect with each other and be creative together.
Speaking of connecting, let's hear Prelude.
When you write from a place that feels deeply personal, it all becomes very human. And that's why I'm calling this album For You. Because even though it's about me, it's equally about you. And here we are, spinning on a planet together. All I really, really wish for is that we remember to be connected.
Talk to me about connection right now, Yukimi, in a time where things feel so disconnected and there's so much division among us.
Mm. Oh my God, where do you begin even there? I mean, for me, I think it's just about sometimes taking a walk and watching people pass me by and remembering that we're all made of earth and we're all going back to this earth and, you know, just changing form.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I feel like I'm me and you're you and we have our own uniqueness and our own story and, you know, our own personalities, I feel like, yeah, the more I can try to tap into just like being here together on this planet together, the more I feel like it's you get into a positive state of mind where you want to, like, I don't know, change the world to the better.
You say as much with the title. You also say it throughout the project that this album is for us. You say this is for you, the listeners, but it's also for you, Yukimi.
Right.
Have you heard from people who have listened to it and shared their different interpretations of songs?
Yeah, a little bit. And I love it. It's you know, it's not always like parallel to what I was feeling, but I love that. You know, I write music for myself. And then once it's out, I'm not listening to that anymore. I'm letting it do its thing. It has wings.
Yes.
It's, you know, living its life and taking its own expression. And I'm just happy.
I love that. Yeah. I'm thinking of Make Me Whole. For some reason, that particular song just sat with me in a way that the others didn't. Tell me your interpretation of the song. What were you dealing with when writing that one?
Well, that song in particular was written on the road on tour, and we had an off day in Atlantic City, and it was like the grayest, most depressing day. Got off the bus at like 4 p.m., and, you know, as a Swede, I mean, like, I love nature and, you know, my lake close to my house, and this place was just like, I was just like, oh my God. What kind of a surreal world did I just step into? You know, just casinos everywhere. And I just felt like, you know, like I was looking at this zoo of just people just like in a frenzy. And I got into the elevator and this woman in a wheelchair got in. And I was like, so did you win anything? And she was like, nope, they sucked my wallet dry again. I was like, oh, snap, that's just like adding on to my like very gloomy experience. And, you know, I just thought about that for a minute, like how we sort of take on different things in life to sort of fill ourselves when we don't feel whole.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, it's a beautiful thing when you can like sort of have experience that's not, you know, all happy, jolly. And
right.
you kind of translate that through a song.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to it. Then I'll tell you what I interpreted. Make Me Whole.
Yeah.
As.
Something to make me whole.
Vocals on this track. Beautiful, beautiful. So I went deep on the lyrics.
Mm.
Where will I go from here? You've got me where you want me, broke again. You're gonna suck my wallet dry again. Frustrated at the gates, I switch a gear, keep running back with hopes I'm gonna win. Where will I go from here? I just need to know. I went back 7 years in between relationships and just wanting to feel whole again, wanting to step into the next relationship as my full self, being able to offer a whole Sasha to then attract someone else who's whole, right? A partner who's whole. And this, some of the lyrics really remind me of what I went through in the previous relationship and just how broken I felt. And listening to this track, it was like a rebirth.
You know?
It just made me remember just that upward climb, getting out of, you know, we've all been through breakups, getting out of the depths of despair and sort of getting to that state of finally being able to look at things positively again and look forward and press on. So that's what that song did for me.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Right? it's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
Music, the power of music. Let's listen to some more music. This one's Winter Is Not Dead. On this album. Wow.
Thank you.
Was it a difficult process choosing just the tracks?
Well, I mean, I write a lot of music. I write every day if I'm home. And
As you're writing, do you hear what is going to go with it in your head a little bit?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I found on this album, more than anything, I wanted to keep things pretty simple. Like, I didn't want to overdo it. I think that's one of the differences sometimes, you know, with Lil Dragon. I've felt like, because it's just such a group collaboration, sometimes I've fallen in love with a song at the very early stage, and then it's kind of morphed into something completely different.
Yes.
You know, not saying it's good or bad, but it's sort of, you know, I've had to sort of pull myself away from that love that I've had for the
evolution.
Yes.
Yeah. In different songs throughout the album, you explore independence. You say, only I can save myself from drowning in the deep end in No Prince. You explore not losing your spark or your bright touch in Rules of School. But Winter Is Not Dead is super special because it sounds like you're talking about something you mentioned earlier, that connection to the earth.
Right.
Say more. What were you feeling when writing this one?
Well, this song, I mean, I could almost like have an analogy of what you were talking about of Make Me Whole, is that feeling of, you know, going through a season and not defining it as like just a dark time, but understanding, you know, with perspective that that's a season that you have to take yourself through for spring to come and then for summer to sort of explode and you're you know, in a whole nother space. And it's that feeling like when things feel, you know, difficult at certain stages in your life, the wheels are still turning, things are happening inside that you need for yourself to get through to spring and then to kind of explode into summer. So it's all necessary good.
Yes. It would be a shame not to mention the other song you dedicate to your other son, Ellie, on the album.
Yes.
Tell us more about that one.
So Ellie was born on a Sunday, and it was just such a special moment, that moment when he was put on my chest. And it was so overwhelming. I was so, like, full of love, also terrified, also just had these words that my mom had told me just a few, you know, days before. She's like, but remember, though, you don't own your kids. You know, you don't own them. They're not your things. You know, they're their own spirit. And you're sort of parallel with them through a certain time in their lives, and just try to give them.
And you set them free.
You set them free in a way, right?
Which is tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, I'm in the setting free stage right now.
Ooh.
My daughters are 17 and 18.
Snap.
Ooh.
I mean.
Leukemia. It's not easy. How old is Ellie right now?
Ellie's four.
Ellie's four.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Bebe.
In two seconds, you'll snap your fingers and Ellie will be 18.
Oh, my God. And it's so weird. Like, he gets older,
yes.
I get younger. I don't get it.
How
I don't
does
get
that work?
I don't know.
An interesting journey to go through as a mother,
right?
And wanting, I'm at the stage now that we were just talking about where you don't want to let go, right? I think that's part of your lyrics. You said, "One day I'll let go, one day I'll let you soar," in Ellie's song, right? I'm trying to do that. I'm a work in progress.
I have
a summer to figure it out before she goes off to college. I will have to let go. But it was inspiring to see and to hear you sing those words.
Yeah, I mean, I'm imagining. I think also it's just good to have so many definitions of yourself as a woman. Like, you know, we're just this piece of clay. I think the more you, if you like hold really tight to being a mother, then it's going to be so painful that day that they sort of don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of the many things that we are as we sort of, you know, morph into our endless possibilities.
Endless possibilities. This album feels like a family affair because your father's message can be heard, you know, in the last song.
Right.
Your father's extremely talented. Can I say that I was stalking his Instagram earlier?
Thank you. I think so too.
He's an artist. His drawings of your sons are extraordinary.
Yeah, he's a very inspirational part of my life. And I felt on that song, Feels Good to Cry in particular, I wanted to have his voice on there because he, you know, he's an older generation, post-war Japan, and anyone who knows Japanese culture, we're not famous to sort of express our emotions. And to have him now at 77 sort of express his relationship to crying and how he sort of sees it now. I think it just was a beautiful sort of way to end that song. I'm so happy he's on the album.
We've been talking with Leukemia, singer and member of the band Little Dragon. She's out with her new solo album, For You. Let's go out on one last track. This is Peace Rain. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have to believe it. For it to hard work is right in front of you. Okay?
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ethan Schwab. Reset shows you what you don't want to miss in Chicago. If you loved this conversation, make sure to drop a like and click subscribe. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.